Okay, hope everybody had a wonderful day. So to pick up where we left off before Tisha B'Av, so we're in the third parak already. We started talking about the shofar shel para, which according to the second Mishnah in the parak is like the only thing which is invalidated, and it seems like there's some fundamental antagonism between a keren and a shofar, and that of course doesn't really work out because b'mshoch b'keren ayovel, that everything is referred to as a keren. So it's somehow that the shofar shel para isn't at all a shofar altogether. It's only a keren. And then we talked about in kategor nasa sanegor, which is normally only a psul if naiv lifnim. But kevan to the karen kaasi kibifnim dami. The nature of the mitzvah of shofar is to be mala ar zichronos lifnaiv lifnim. And so it's as if we're standing lifnaiv lifnim with all of those standards. You mentioned the name of the ran, right? Based on the Gemara in Shabbos. Min hamotar b'ficha, min hamotar b'ficha, right, that only from a behema kshera, behema tahora, and also the insight of the Ramban, the earliest of our Torah on record from the Ramban, that it has to be where there's zachros and anakvos, and not just an etzem, which is solid, because that's not the lashon of a shvoferes, of something which is hallowed. So we're now up to the third Mishnah and the third parak. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel yal pashat. The shita of the Tanakhamba and the Mishnah is that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be straight. So the Gemara explains that this is not just anecdotal. This is meant to be a very critical choreography about the nature of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah kind of has a dialectic to it, but it's a day of Malchios. The Gemara talks about the kamat de pashit daite tfei male, that the more that a person is in sort of a clear, I wouldn't say triumphant, but you know, proudly declaring Malchus Shem Shamayim, that is like the ultimate kiyum of the day, so you want a straight shofar. Piv mitzupe zahav, now we're talking about specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, it can't be b'makom hanacha sapek, because it has to go directly onto the shofar, it can't be a chatzitza, but in terms of zakeli vanveu in the Beis HaMikdash, special hiddur mitzvah of having the shofar that would be encased in a way that does not impact the sound or the connection between the mouth and the shofar, so it would be plated or foiled in gold. So strictly in the Beis HaMikdash, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar, hariu lifnei hamelech Adonai. So it's very fascinating that only in the Beis HaMikdash are you ever allowed to combine chatzotzos and shofar. Everywhere else you can't have that combination. It's a very fascinating din, that specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, what the chatzotzos represent, what does the shofar represent, and uniquely in the Beis HaMikdash, you kind of have the synthesis of both, but you can't have that anywhere else. But be that as it may, since it's Rosh Hashanah, and the mitzvah hayom is the shofar, those are in the emtza, and it should go longer. Now, pi halacha, you don't really need it to go longer, even though, generally speaking, we have a principle of trei kali lo mishtami, that we don't hear multiple sounds at once. There is a principle in halacha that when something is particularly beloved, something is very near and dear to our hearts, even if there's a lot of ambient noise going on, that you can hear it. That's called agav chavivuse. So, for example, you could have 20 people or 100 people reading the Megillah at once, but the Megillah is so chaviv, even more in this case than Kriyas HaTorah, you could have 100 people literally reading the Megillah at once. Okay, so yeah, you could have that by shofar as well, which has a certain chavivus to it. Now, as you're going to see, we don't paskin that way. The question is, do we not paskin like this Mishnah l'chatzchila, or maybe even b'dieved? So that's going to be an issue for the Rambam that we'll get up to. Be that as it may, Mishnah Dalet b'ta'anios on days we obviously just learned Masach Tainus of crisis v'chisavu melchama b'yartzchem al hatzahar hatzareschem v'hariosim b'chatzotros. Right then, the dagesh, the emphasis is on the chatzotros. So those are shel zacharim kfufin, and there you want it to be kafuf, you want it to be bent, because the whole idea is mimamakim. The whole idea is of distress. Ufian mitzupe chesef, right? They should be covered in kesef. Different theories about why they should be kesef. Maybe it harkens back to Moshe's chatzotzos in the midbar, right? Aselecha shtei chatzotzos kesef. Maybe it's to distinguish between the chatzotzos and the kavod yantif of the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, which should be zav, it should be elevated. But be that as it may, there it's the inverse, right? Ushtei chatzotzos ba'emta. The chatzotzos should be in the middle. Shofar mikatzah chatzotzos marichos shemitzvahs hayom bechatzotzos. So according to the Tanakhama, according to Chamim, we'll see, this isn't necessarily the halacha, right? We never paskin simply based on the Mishnah. The Gemara says that those who paskin without knowing the Gemara, the whole discussion, are mivale olam. It's like they're destroying the world. So you always have to wait, and the way that it comes out, we'll have to wait until tomorrow. But according to this approach, the whole idea of the Tanios is bechvifus, so with a sense of real desperation, a person is bent over, like, you know, you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, and that's supposed to be choreographed by the shape of the shofar. The shape of the shofar is supposed to connote that. So according to the Tanakhama, Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchios, Dalifnei Miata Omed, when it's supposed to stand proudly and coronate a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's the implication of the notion of shofar shel Yoel Pashut. So again, to review, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a different kiyum altogether. There you have some kind of a combination. B'chatzotzer v'kol shofar hariu lifnei HaMelech Hashem. You need one to balance the other. Now, and again, you know what this balance gets at is, I think, a very interesting question, but just a brief suggestion. You know, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's like a dialectical experience. On the one hand, v'samach lifnei Hashem Elokecha, it's the place of greatest simcha. On the other hand, there's a din of mikdashi tiro. So I wonder to what extent this halacha b'chatzotzes v'kol shofar hariu lifnei HaMelech Hashem really reflects that, right? Shofar, right, especially according to the position of the Chachamim, is pashut. It represents this idea of being in Hashem's presence and being straight, standing straight up proudly, maybe touching on a sense of pride to be in the Beis Hashem. Samachti ba'omrim li Beis Hashem nelech. Pasuk is right behind me, right? That's the one hand. On the other hand, Mikdashi Tiro, that's the idea of being bent over. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you're always struggling to find that balance between the Chatzotzos and Shofar, between the Mikdashi Tiro, and on the other hand, between a sense of Samacht Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, right, you don't necessarily have the responsibility of achieving that synthesis.